I love the colorful clothes you wear.
Wake up, Denver, it's You Get the Blessing.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
I'm Bo Mitchell, your host today.
I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
And you're listening to the Beach Boys.
I'm picking up good vibrations.
That's Mike Love singing, by the way. Brian Wilson, what a genius. And we appreciate hearing from you folks that you listen to our program each Sunday. And you know what we're trying to do here on You Get the Blessing besides just play good old rock and roll music. Each week we introduce you to a guest that we think will inspire you in different ways, because they're doing great things in this community and around the world to help people. And our guest today is Paul Kelly, head of Master's Apprentice. Paul, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bo. It's a pleasure to be here.
And we have a great mutual friend in Luis Villarreal. How long you known Luis?
I'd say a little over 20 years now.
We've no
been
kidding.
For quite a while.
Yeah. He's one of the best, isn't he?
He is. I love that, man.
When I think of Luis, I mean, great marriage, great parenting skills, but as good a leadership skills as I've ever seen anybody have.
He's an outstanding man with integrity and great morals, and just a great person to be around.
Funny, Christ-centered, sold out for all the good things that we stand for in Christ. And Luis, if you're listening, we're hoping to compliment you so strongly today that you'll give us a couple of corner balcony tickets to the next Broncos game.
There you go. You know, Luis is a blessing to be around, a great friend to have.
He really is. And Nancy, and there's kids. So, Paul Kelly, our guest today, tell us about your background. Where were you born, Paul?
I was born and raised in North Denver.
No kidding.
Yeah, I grew up right across the street from Mile High Stadium.
Is that right?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, back then it was called the Bear Stadium.
Oh, yeah. I was a chaplain for the Denver Bears back in.
Yeah. I grew up on 20th and Elliott Street, right across the street.
A real native.
True that.
And your parents are from where?
My father was born and raised in North Denver. I'm a third generation child from North Denver. He went to North High School. I went to North High School. My kids go to North High School.
I used to go to TJ here in Denver. We used to kick North's teeth in.
When I was there.
What was your sport?
Football.
Well, I was afraid of playing football. I didn't even like the way the helmet felt on my head.
Yeah, I was involved in football and boxing. As a matter of fact, I'm the vice chair for the Colorado Golden Gloves.
Sure, then I'm going to retract my statement. We didn't kick you in anything. But basketball and baseball, even Luis used to tell me, we wondered how you North High rich, or you TJ rich kids would come over here and kill us North High kids.
Well, like I said, it was a different story when I was there.
You were doing it, huh?
Yes, sir.
What position did you play?
I played a middle linebacker.
You look like you still might could play.
You know what? The kids keep me young, and I'm blessed to be around them all the time.
Tell me about your family now.
I have a wife, my beautiful bride, Sandra Kelly. I got six kids, four daughters and two sons. And like I said, we all went to North High School. I was blessed to work in the schools. I was also a head football coach at North High School.
I didn't know that.
I've been blessed, man. I did that for 10 years at North High School.
I apologize for not knowing that.
That's no problem.
Football is your game.
I love the sport. I love boxing. I was involved in boxing all my life. I started boxing at the age of 8 and carried on with football the same way.
Did you go see that exhibition across the street from your house there at Mile High Stadium when Lyle Alzado?
Yeah.
You did?
I sure did, yeah.
Do you remember how, even though Muhammad Ali was up in age and overweight, but do you remember how quick his answer?
You know what? Lyle Zato hit him with the shot, and he told him, you better not hit me like that again. And he gave Lyle Zato a shot where I think Lyle Zato gained a lot of respect from Muhammad Ali real quick.
I think the next day in the paper, Alzado said, I'm a football player.
Yeah, he did. He did state that.
I'm not boxing anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So faith-wise, around your house, were you Were you raised in a Christian home, or
you know,
what was your place like?
I went to Catholic school. I went to St. Dominic's, which is on 29th and Federal. And I went there for 3 years. The best education I ever had. Them nuns would beat the sense out of you or beat sense into you. And I was brought up.
Or they hit you with a ruler across
the hand? Yes, the ruler. And sometimes a plastic bat.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty tough school. I was blessed to go there, and then I went into public school. My faith was a suspect back at them days. Wasn't a real good Christian or Catholic, and came into Christianity later on in life.
My guest here is Paul Kelly, the head of Master's Apprentice and native of Denver. We're talking about his background a little bit as a athlete and as a coach, and has six kids of his own, his wife Sandra. We're learning a little bit about his life. Thank you for tuning in today and listening to our program and hearing the voice of Paul Kelly, our guest. So when did that turn for you? When did it start making sense to you?
You know, it wasn't until later on in life. I had my younger sister, she was a strong Christian. And every time she'd come into town, Paul, you're going to church with me. You're going to church with me. And I'd go with her to appease her. And God just started creeping into my life. I should say I started creeping into God's life and having a relationship with Jesus Christ. And unfortunately, my younger sister was murdered. And it was at her funeral service where I seen how much lives she had turned around through her faith. And the people just lining up to see her at her funeral.
And, how many years ago was that, Paul?
That was in 2002.
Wow. How old was she?
She was, you're going to put me on the spot now. I think she was around 40 years old at that time.
Sad way to go, huh?
Or 38, I believe she was 38. Yes, it was horrible. She was murdered by her husband and a wolf in sheep's clothing. She met him in the church, and this guy was just a wrong person to be around, and it was unfortunate, but you know what? Some good came out of it. Her daughters are strong Christians. They try hard to be that way. Because of that, I found my way with Christ, and I've been able to bring that into my household and just totally turn my life around.
So you have a mental picture of her funeral and the impact that her life had made on other people, and you can kind of remember how you felt that day thinking, okay, I need to maybe step this up a notch and get serious about my own faith.
Oh, it's because of her. I started a relationship with Jesus Christ. And then when, exactly what you said, it was at her funeral service that it was an awakening for me, and a huge transformation just overcame me. It was like instantly. I remember getting on my knees and praying and crying, and the Holy Spirit just overwhelmed me. And from that moment on, I've been moving forward in victory for Christ.
So what he's referring to there, if you're foreign to that kind of language and thinking, read the third chapter of the book of John. It talks about the life of Christ. It talks about how we have a responsibility at some point in life to decide, what are you going to do with Jesus Christ, who he claims to be, what he claimed to do, what he did do on the cross in terms of his death and his resurrection, and what he can do for us as believers. And all we're asked to do is respond, either accept, reject, but certainly don't just neglect getting around to the decision. I mean, I don't know many people that will outright say, I reject the person of Christ, but I know hundreds of people that just don't get around to it. They think,
you know,
I don't need to think about it.
I am so blessed. I get to lead our young men in the Master's Apprentice program every morning in daily devotionals. And we have young men in there that don't believe. And just to see the transformation coming over and going in debate with some of these guys about, is God really alive, is he real, is awesome. And I just put it on them, prove it to yourself, open the scriptures, read in there, And if you have doubt, read what you're going on. And I'm here to sit down with you anytime you want, and we'll debate over it, and we'll go over it. I'll put my point across, and we'll see if he's real or not, you know. And 99% of the time right now, guess what? God's for real, and he's here.
Let's talk about that, what you're doing now. Vocationally, your life with Master's Apprentice. Tell us about the program and what you do and how it started.
You know what? It was a good friend of mine, Luis Virel, calls me up, and Scott Flores, he's the main man that's running the whole program. God put this on Scott's mind to run this program, to reach out to young men that are struggling in life, trying to find their niche in this world. And what we do is we bridge them over from where they're at into the trades. We offer them all these different trades: electrician, plumbing, HVAC, pipe fitting, masonry. We take them out to the fields. We reach out to these young men. We prime them and get them ready for work. And by the time we're done, we also introduce them to major companies, great companies that want to hire people that are ready to work in the fields. And it's an opportunity for them to turn their lives around. I mean, like I said, the biggest thing that really turned me on to this was the opportunity to preach the word to them every morning. And we start out the day in prayer and daily devotions, and then we end the day in prayer before they leave home, praying for them and their families, and just travel mercies back and forth.
And for a lot of them, if not all of them, that's a whole new way to live.
Well, for some of them, that's the only Sunday church they get, you know. And it's awesome. I go to His Love Fellowship Church, and it's right down the street from where we're at. And I've gotten like three of them guys to join me going into
church. Who's the pastor at His Love?
Phil Abeta.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah.
We love Phil Abeta.
Yeah, I've known Phil quite a while, too. And I just seen him one day. He said, "Paul, you got to come to my church." And I said, "You a pastor?" He says, "Yeah." Went down, and I've been there ever since. It's a great church.
I thought His Love was Phil Abeta. Yeah, we've had him on this program, too. This is You Get the Blessing. I'm Bo Mitchell, your host. You're listening to the voice of Paul Kelly, who works with Master's Apprentice, Scott Flores, and helps the young men really get plugged into a vocation, but in the right way through the power of Christ in their lives. So all Hispanics you're working with for the most part?
No, you know, it's wide open. We got all races in there. We've got the Anglos, we got the brothers, we got the Brown brothers, and, you know, we don't discriminate against anybody. And, you know, there's a lot of people struggling in this world today. And we get young men that had hard times, and they're trying to find a way. We've got one young man right now that is homeless, sleeps out of his car. And I'm trying to find a place where I can get him a housing to where he can finish out the program and prosper on. You know, once they get hired from here, they're pretty well set. They're starting at a good wage. By the time they're finished, when they get their apprenticeship finished, they're making real good money. And what a blessing that is.
Teaching a man to fish.
There you go. Yeah.
And you're doing it. And you've got a background with your coaching and your own life as an athlete that teaches men, which I like, the fact that it, figuratively speaking, there's this pressure of a gun pointed to our heads, figuratively speaking, I said, and we don't know what bullet's in the chamber, but I say that's part of being a Christian man is accepting the fact that this pressure is there. You have to provide.
Oh, you know, you have to go to work. The anxiety in these young men and what they're going through. Some of them are married, have kids, and they've been working these mediocre jobs, and now they have an opportunity to make some real decent money, get ahead, hopefully buy a house. We teach them all the financing part of the program is phenomenal. We teach them how to buy a house and do it the right way, how to get a car and save money, look forward to a 401k plan, and all the things you need to survive in this world. And, you know, it's a blessing to be a part of it.
What an amazing ministry. So where's your physical location?
We're at 646 Mariposa Street. That's Denver.
It's a building there?
Yes, sir.
All right.
It's a CITC training for apprentices.
So if someone wants to get involved and help, they contact you how?
They can just call or look up mastersapprentice.org. And we got all our information on. We just did a new build up on our program. It's if they just go to www.mastersapprentice.org. We're willing to help anyone and everyone that needs our assistance.
So people that might need your training can go there, but also I'm saying people that might want to donate and help.
Oh, definitely. We need help with everything we're doing. I mean, Scott does a great job with that. But, you know, like anything else, we're always looking for help.
So are you able to take the guys to ball games and stuff?
No, we don't do that. We take them out to the job sites where they can actually see the men working in the trades that they want to go into, which is phenomenal. They can ask them straight up questions about life. What's your starting wage? How did you get to where you were? What benefits are you going through? How much can you make when you get to the position that you're at? And some of these guys, they come in, most of them want to be electricians, but when we just recently went to a job site where the masonaries were out there and they were seeing how much money they were making. So a few of them changed their field and we went out to the sheet metal working and, you know, it's a great opportunity for anything they want to do.
Great. And how old is the program?
I believe this is going on our second year right now.
Second year. Well, great. Yeah.
I just came in recently. This is my second class now.
Good. Yeah. And you're seeing success.
Oh, you know what? I get to see the transformation in these young men. When they come in, they're kind of lost. By the time they graduate, they're confident, they're set, and they're ready. And not only that, but they're primed employees for whatever company that wants to hire them.
So how many hours of preparation?
We go Monday through Friday. We start at 8 o'clock in the morning. They're finished by 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And how many weeks does that go?
That goes for 9 weeks. It's a 9 week program.
So you really have to kind of put your life on the shelf and say, I'm going to go do this right. And when this is over, I'm going to have a better job and make more money.
Well, you know, it's great because these guys come in, they're not making anything. We do a stipend every week that helps, gives them a little bit of something to look forward to. But we also instruct the rules hard on these young men. If you're late, there's a $50 bonus at the end of the week. If they're late, they lose out on the bonus. If they miss a day, they lose out on the bonus. If they don't have their work in, they got to work, stay after, and get the work done. It's just like being out in the fields, you know. You don't show up, you don't get paid.
Smart strategy. I remember James Dobson, Focus on the Family, teaching, pay your kids for making good grades. That's their job right now. We go to work to get paid, so pay them. And your incentive program is really smart.
You know, if you work hard and you're on time, you got great morals, people want to hire you. They want you working for them. And that's basically what we're all about, is teaching these young men how to be outstanding young men in the community and be great employees.
Well, so day in and day out then, you've basically forfeited your life to build into the lives of these men that you're helping so much, and their wives and their kids.
You know, I don't see it that way. It's a blessing for me every day. I enjoy what I'm doing. I look forward to getting up every morning, being there. I've been a part of a ministry. I'm sure you heard of FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I've been involved with that for the past 20 years now. Rick Perils is a great friend of mine. He got me involved with it. And being, you know, even now I run a ministry at the Golden Gloves Boxing Gym. We meet every Wednesday night. We do a Bible study, and we use the FCA codes and follow that program all the way through.
Dan Stavely, I was a coach at CU when I was in college, and the old coach pointed me towards Christ through the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and that also is a great organization.
It is, and I'm blessed to be a part of all of them, you know.
Yeah, me too. Well, you're a good leader, Paul. What do you think? Is going on in the boxing world? I mean, why is it no longer what it was 20 years ago in terms of national spotlight?
You know what? the money is and the greed and the things that are going on, but we have outstanding boxers like Manny Pacquiao. Stan, I don't know if you've seen the last fight he had on the back of his shirt. Jesus is Lord.
I didn't.
And he's broadcasting it all over the place. And
is he done, retired, or still going?
I, you know, the way he fought his last fight, I doubt it. He did an outstanding job against Mr. Bradley out there, and I see him coming back. He still has it, and he did a great job against Bradley in the last fight he had.
But what weight class is he?
That's a welterweight. He's like 147. The heavyweight division, it's a toss-up right now. There's a lot of young bucks coming up that are pretty strong. And it's, you know, I really can't pinpoint one person out there because there's quite a few young guys coming up that are, I think are going to make a big splash.
What part of the country emphasizes boxing, and where are these fighters going to come from?
Colorado's good.
Is it?
I just told you, I'm leaving this Friday for the regional tournament in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We just had our state tournament where we find our 10 open-class boxers. And then we go, our region is Colorado, New Mexico. So we go out to New Mexico, and we pretty knock the snot out of them most of the time. The last few years, we've lost maybe one or two bouts against them. So it's pretty much Colorado going for our Region 9 tournament, and which is the Nationals.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're doing a great thing. And mastersapprentice.org is where you can find out how to get involved. So I just like the idea that God's taken your background, your training, your personality, your leadership skills, and has put you in a position of leadership with these young men that really want to work and learn and get better and improve. And that's what we should be doing, isn't it?
You know, and it's happening. The last two classes, 10 graduates each class, and every single one of them been hired on, and they're working in the trades and making good money. They're not just making minimum wage. They're making real good money, and they're getting ahead, and they're being able to help their families, help themselves, and more importantly, they're hearing the word of God.
Well, Paul Kelly is endorsed by the best leader I know around town, Luis Villarreal, and sounds like Scott Flores is a good leader with you, too.
Scott's the best, man.
Is he?
True man of God.
Yeah, I got to get to know him better. But if you want to help, folks, I say checkbook Christianity sometimes the easy way out, but that's not to minimize the fact that, you know, you work hard for your living too, and we're asking if you can stop and write a check, look it up on the internet and find out about Master's Apprentice and help them stabilize the business side of their organization so they can further continue what they're doing with all these folks that are
you know what, Bo, I get calls in, these young men asking me about the program. When I explain it to them, I break it down to them, and they're saying, why would you do something? This can't be real. This is some kind of scam going on. And I'm saying, hey, man, this is for real. And they, why would you do that?
What's the catch?
Yeah, they're telling me that on the phone. The main thing I tell them is, look at that as a gift from God. And when I say that, I'm back on, hello? And you just said something. I said, yeah, it's a gift from God, and we're blessed to be able to do this for you, young man.
That reminded me of my granddaughter, Mackenzie, who's now almost 17. She was maybe 4 years old, and I was sick arguing with her about dinner. I finally just said, okay, here's your dinner. And I went and got two big ice cream sandwiches out of the freezer, and then I got six or seven Oreo cookies. I got a whole stack of potato chips. I set it on the plate, and I put it in front of her and said, there, I'm tired of arguing with you. I'm your grandpa. There's your dinner. Eat up. And she started feeding herself, but she kept her eyes on me, big eyes staring at me. A message was, what's the catch?
Yeah.
I know you're getting ready to pull this back. What's the catch here, Bopaw? But that's what you're saying. These folks you're helping. Well, there is no catch. The catch
even the
is
guys
you're
now,
be better.
They're telling me I couldn't believe it unless I was here, and I'm actually seeing it, and it's for real. And we are for real. And
well,
it's
congratulations
a blessing from God, man.
Congratulations, who you are and what you're doing, Paul.
Thank you. I'm blessed. I'm the one that's blessed for it. You know,
that's the name of this program. You get the blessing.
There you go.
So you
what a true blessing.
You pour your life into it, and you get blessed.
Yes, sir.
So thanks for listening, folks. Jump in with Master's Apprentice and Paul Kelly, our guest today. If you can help out, we sure would appreciate it. And keep up the good work, Paul.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Thanks for being on the show. We'll see you next week right here on You Get the Blessing.
On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air, I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving